up, my friends? It is 9 o'clock on Wednesday. You are here with Melissa, and this is Oral Stimulation. Of course, I am joined by Alex, the ever popular co-host over there. How's it going, Alex?
Hanging in there. Thanks for asking. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of out of it, but I'm still good.
I'm a little out of it too.
What is going on with this week? Is it the time change?
It might be, actually. Usually, actually, we were finishing the show if it was last week. But I'm a little, I think, had a rough night. It was one of my really good friends, my friend Austin. It was his birthday last night. So we did a little partying.
Austin is, of course, one of our behind-the-scenes guys. He does a lot of work with the show.
Yes.
So we're very happy that he helps us out.
Yeah, I think he had a good time last night.
Too much partying?
Yeah, I think everybody told him he had a good time, so it's always good when people tell you the next day.
Lots of girls?
Actually, I think there were a handful of them.
A handful?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good stuff.
How about you? Anything exciting with you?
No. I haven't gotten any in a long time.
Are we talking sex?
Yes. What's it been? 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Really?
Yes.
Holy cow.
It's killing me.
Have you been dating?
No.
No? Well, have you been pleasuring yourself?
No.
Not at all?
Nothing.
We should stop by and grab a toy on the way home.
You got to get on, you know, like shredding your beef. Otherwise, you know, you get out of the urges and then you're not even going to be looking for it.
I know. Gosh, I got to get back into this.
Well, vegetables
it's fun.
For you.
Once you do it, it's
fun. It's your nice cucumber.
If there's any willing participants out there.
Yeah, call in now. 1-800-893-9562. Please help Melissa out. That's 1-800-893-9562.
That's awkward.
No. Okay, well, since we're on the top about sex, if there was like any celebrity or like a crush that you would totally have your way with.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no, we were going to finish this up from last week.
Yes.
So, my celebrity crush. Everyone always laughs when I say this. I don't know why. My big celebrity crush is Dap Van because he's got that Vietnamese accent. He's totally cute. I know he's taken. That's the word on the street. But yeah, that's definitely a celebrity crush for me.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I have no idea who that is.
Really?
I swear.
He's like a huge comedian.
In the Vietnamese population?
No, in the regular population.
I'm sorry. I don't know any.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I have no idea. So I got to go home and YouTube him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, Melissa would fuck this guy.
Well, yeah. What about you? Any hottie girls?
No, actually, I'm trying to think. Well, I think if you mentioned comedian, I think the only comedian I'd really probably hook up with is probably Sarah Silverman.
Ew.
Ew?
Ew. Why? Is it because she's a comedian?
No, I think the dark hair, she's a Jew. Something about it.
But just everything that comes out of her mouth is just...
Very raunchy,
filthy.
Right?
Filthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just attracted. I think this is the dark hair.
Really?
But I don't know.
Out of everyone with dark hair.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other comedians because you're on the topic of comedians. I mean, I wouldn't do...
We don't have to stay on comedians.
Well, what was the... Well, how about you? You wouldn't do any other actors or singers or anybody?
Oh, gosh.
Besides Boys to Men?
Really? Really? You're going to call me out like this?
Well, besides...
Maybe. That. Maybe. There's a special guy.
Really?
Maybe.
Maybe. Is he going to call in?
I don't want to jinx anything.
Well, hopefully it works out for you.
I hope so too, because got to get moving along with this.
I know. It sounds like you're ready to go.
It's... Well, you know me.
A little bit. I think I know you to an extent. I don't think fully.
I need some inspiration.
Inspiration?
Yeah. I need some good stories. I need a test case.
Test case? Well, you just got out of a relationship, right?
Yeah.
How long were you with him?
2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
So would you jump into like another one? Would you just look for like a rebound at this point?
I mean, like, I don't do rebounds. I don't do short-term things. I don't like that because, you know, the way I like to take care of a man is to really get to know him and know what he likes and what he doesn't like. You got to know that too.
It's very important.
But it takes some time to establish that. So there's really no satisfaction in like a one night hookup. It's exciting in the moment, but then you're like, oh, but I want to try this. I want to try that. But if your personalities aren't compatible, you know, you're not gonna, there's no reason to go forward with it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a relationship girl.
So most of your relationships have been long term?
Yeah, they all have been. That's why there's only been a few lucky guys.
There you go.
What about you? I know you've been single for longer.
It's been forever.
Than me. Yeah.
Gosh, you know what? I've dated a few girls here and there. I think I probably have been single probably about 3 years. I would admit that. But you know what? I don't think it's lack of opportunity really on my end. I think I'm very picky. I'm into the whole mind fuck thing. I need more substance. I mean, you're right. I think there is that availability for like the one night stand or. You know, it's like, damn, I just, you know, I see that girl walking through with the hoop earrings. I'm already undressing her as I see her.
So wait, a brunette Jew with hoop earrings, that's like your ultimate, huh?
No, that was just Sarah Silverman, not necessarily ultimate, but.
Mine's a tall, bald Filipino in a nice tuxedo.
Really?
And you're going Sarah Silverman. So if Sarah Silverman or Sarah Silverman lookalike wants to call in 800-893-9562, let's hook this guy up. He's a good guy, according to all of our callers.
I think I'm a great guy, by the way. Don't discredit me at all.
Okay. All right. But you mentioned something interesting, dating. Now, where do you draw the line between dating and being in a relationship? And do you think it can get to the point where dating multiple people can be considered cheating?
Well, you know what? That's actually a good question because I think, do you think, let me ask you a question actually, right back at you. Can a relationship, like an open relationship, can that cure jealousy? Do you think that could cure it?
I don't think it could cure it, no. Because if there's already jealousy in the relationship, there's no way bringing other people in is going to make it better. I mean, at that point, you kind of put up an emotional wall and say you just don't care.
Yeah, but if it's an open relationship and like, well, going to like our topic for the night as far as, I'm kind of jumping ahead, as far as like cheating, you know, like say if things aren't working out, like hypothetically, say you and I were dating, we were a couple, we were in a relationship.
Totally out of nowhere, this comes.
Yeah, I mean, something like that happens and then, you know, it's open and maybe I wasn't fulfilling your needs in some way and then you found it elsewhere. Do you think that would, and we were open about it.
But then if you weren't fulfilling me, why are we even together?
Maybe for other needs, maybe tax purposes. You could file as like dual income with kids or something.
You know what? I actually talked to a casting director this week who told me I should be with, he said I should have 5 boyfriends.
5?
He said.
For each?
He said, you need to have 5 boyfriends, all of which are working for you. He told me this.
You'd be like a pimp.
I don't know. Never tried it. Maybe that's the direction I should be going.
Well, what do you think the main reason why people cheat to begin with? Well, men or women.
Well, I definitely think they want to be fulfilled.
In
some way.
In any way.
Yeah. You know, we have a caller here. Hello, caller. What's
Sarah
your name?
Sarah Silverman.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Cray.
Cray?
Cray, Cray.
Cray, Cray with the hoop earrings.
How are you?
Good.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Is this another person who's going to tell me how great Alex is? Is that what this is?
No, I just heard that he likes hoop earrings, so I called.
Oh, okay, so you have the collection of hoop earrings?
Yes.
Cray, how big are your hoop earrings do you usually wear?
They're pretty big. You can fit your hands in there or your wrists.
Whoa.
Can a parrot hang from it?
Can a what?
Can you hang a parrot on it?
You can try. Why? Is that big enough? You would want it that big? You like it that big?
Well, no. Melissa actually brought up on an older show, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
The bigger the better. It's always good.
What are you doing tonight besides listening to our show?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing tonight besides listening to our show?
Just hanging out, listening to you.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever cheated in a relationship?
Have I ever cheated?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Really?
No.
Have you ever been cheated on?
I have.
And did you stay with the person, or was it over when you found out?
I stayed with the person. Well, like, we broke up, and then I would give him, like, you know, another chance. And then, you know, the thing about how once a cheater, always a cheater. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much, you know, true.
You know what? People are so divided on that. Whether it's once a cheater, always a cheater, or once a cheater and then they realize what they were missing and they reform. But you're sticking with once a cheater, always a cheater, huh?
Yeah. Well, what I've experienced, yes.
Okay. Alex, what do you think?
I think it varies on the situation. I think if somebody cheats, whether male or female, I think it's hard to gain that trust back. You know what I mean? I mean, you could be in love with someone or maybe, oh man, there's so many different variables that come into play when stuff like this. I think if, like if it's financially, like if there's kids involved, depending how long they've been in the relationship, if they're confident enough to leave, if they have the strength to leave. I think the easiest thing I could relate to is maybe, well, not relate, that sounds terrible, but the first person popped up was like Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods cheated on his wife with multiple, like, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Like, I mean, 8 billion girls,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think something like that is kind of, I mean, there's a good example of stuff that happens. You know what I mean? And maybe if it's, maybe he's just addicted to sex. I don't really know. He had a little therapy.
But she was out, right?
Yeah. I mean, she had the strength to get up and leave.
Yeah.
She didn't stay in it. I mean, and they do have kids. So, I mean, I think, and she took a lot of money probably from it too, to be secure.
Well, Cray, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Get back to polishing those hoop earrings.
Dude, I can't wait to celebrate your birthday.
Yay.
You know why? Because all I want for my birthday.
I'm gonna be wearing hoop earrings. It's a big booty. All right, thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Bye. Have a good night. All right, so there we go. Once a cheater, always a cheater. But I think we need to go back to the beginning here and talk about how this topic even came up.
Okay.
Because I was having a conversation with a male friend of mine, and he suggested that men cheat down, which means the girl they cheat with is never as good as the woman they have at home. So it brings up the question, what are they getting from that girl that they're missing at home? And what are they getting at home that they're not going to find in that girl?
Do you think a lot of that, I mean, obviously the obvious thing is has to be like sexual. It has to be like a physical thing. You know, maybe you have a brunette at home and you want to change it up and you want like a blonde girl or like a black girl or an Asian girl. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. I mean, you could cheat emotionally, right?
Emotional cheating is devastating. I think that's worse than physical cheating.
You think so?
I do.
And like, because of what? Or what?
Well, because you know what? I was in a relationship before, and the guy that I was in a relationship with had some very close girlfriends. And I don't even think there was anything physical going on between them. But just the closeness of their relationship and the fact that they would talk shit about me behind my back and then tell me about it, you know, that It was devastating to know that there was other women fulfilling his emotional needs.
Yeah, but I mean, I blame him. He's fucked up for even doing that.
Well, yeah.
Because if I'm in a relationship with you and somebody's like bad-mouthing my girl, I would put that fire out right away. I would defend you. I mean, he was a terrible guy to begin. Well, he's an ex, I guess, for a reason. But if that was the case, and like say, hypothetically, you and I were together.
Hypothetically.
I would totally defend you. I would never say like, I wouldn't say like, oh yeah, I agree, fuck her. That's terrible.
And then come back and tell me about it.
Like, yeah, they were talking all kinds of shit. They're all kind talking all kinds of shit on you. I agreed with them.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's kind of tough because like on a physical level, so you would forgive somebody physically? Like, so if a guy like had sex with another girl, I mean, that's still technically cheating. I think it's a little bit harder to prove an emotional guy cheating with someone, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. When you're dating, how do you know when it's crossing the line? I mean, is it an open relationship type thing where you're like, look, I'm banging five other girls?
I think out of respect, if you cared about someone at that point, I think you have to say it. I think going back to like what we talked about in the past, communication is one of the most important things in a relationship.
Do you say it or do you drop the other girls?
Well, I think at some point, if you're a guy, I think you have to kind of figure out which one you're more attracted to or, you know, like Taylor mentioned a few weeks back, I have a checklist. Obviously, if there's something like that, I would like more in one as opposed to the other. I mean, some people like and they enjoy the bachelor lifestyle. I have friends that are married and never cheated on any of their wives, but we could go out and they'll be like, let's go to a place with our girls. So we go look at other girls. And I have friends that envy them for being in a relationship and being married and being happy. So it's kind of hard to find the happy medium, right? If you always want to be in somebody else's shoes.
That's true, yeah. But see, that's just a physical thing.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, emotionally, I think that's kind of tough to judge. I mean, I think you would hopefully have some kind of emotional contact with your partner. I mean, there has to be some kind of connection. If one of you guys checks out and you search elsewhere, I mean, things aren't working well in that relationship.
So then it wouldn't be considered cheating down.
Well, I think it is technically cheating if you're like, say, we're hypothetically dating again.
And I'm is like, this the theme of the night?
Well, maybe. I think it's my Freudian slip. I just keep thinking about us dating. It's terrible. And then now that you've openly admitted that you haven't had sex in a while and you want some.
Don't look at me.
I'm not.
You are. I'm not even looking at you. I can feel your eyes on me.
Looking at Mindy, by the way. No, I lost my train of thought.
Good. So, all right. So, say there's a girl. Say we're dating, hypothetically. And okay. I don't give you what you want physically. Maybe I don't give great blowjobs. Everyone knows that's a lie. But maybe it happens.
I'll let everyone know next week.
But I'm... But I'm, you know, the one working hard to put in the effort to make sure your mom likes me and be there when you have a bad day at work and, you know, take care of all your other needs. Can you find a reason to justify picking up just a piece of ass on the side?
No, because I've never cheated, so it's hard for me to even look that in another direction. I think if you didn't turn me on anymore, if at that point, I think there's like a whole nother thing, but I think you wouldn't find a way to turn me on or you would find a way. And I think that's kind of key in trying to keep that relationship going. I think one of the biggest problems people have is they don't find a way to work it out. You know,
yeah,
they don't
give up.
Yeah, they just like, well, fuck it. I'm out. Peace out. Instead of like, well, what have you tried to make it work? You know, if it's like a sexual thing, like say you didn't give good blowjobs, I mean, I would maybe try to encourage you. Hey, try it this way. Let's do this. I think there's ways to try to engage your partner to try to make it work. But if it's like, oh, hell no, I ain't sucking your dick. I ain't swallowing. I ain't going near that.
I'm not swallowing, by the way.
No, and at that point, would you spit out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Make sure. Like in my mouth?
I've only swallowed like a few times. It was for the last guy I was with. I have to be pretty into you to go there.
Yeah, but see, I'm saying it. At that point, I mean.
What if it tastes good?
It's never tasted good.
Some of them taste different. Some are salty, some are sweet.
Oh, God. If I got a bleachy one, I would die.
A what one?
A bleachy one.
Like if it like smell like Ajax or something?
Yeah.
Why would it smell like bleach?
Dude, you've never... Oh, my God.
So are you saying there's cum that smells like bleach?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
And
it
tastes like it?
Devastating. I don't know if it tastes like it. The last guy never did. Any guy I've ever had in my mouth has not tasted like it, thankfully. Because I would... Seriously, I don't even know what I would do.
Oh, man. I just don't like the salty stuff.
Oh, that's gross, too.
Salty isn't good anyway.
Do you guys even know what us girls go
McDonald's.
Through for you?
That's why I'm all for snowballing. It's like sharing. It's like, here, I get the fun. Let me give you the fun.
That's what I asked her. I go, would you spit it out? I go, what if it was into my mouth?
No, I wouldn't spit it out into your mouth. That's so rude. Why are you into
what
that?
What if the dudes, some dudes don't mind. It's their own stuff. Right?
I don't know. I might say, yeah, let's do it. And then when you're going to do oh, fuck that. Get the fuck out of my
blood
face.
In your nose.
Spit it in his eye.
Yeah. If you lead me on like that, you're gonna get it one way or another.
Well, I'll keep it clear that we won't go that route then at the beginning.
Don't even joke about it.
You guys.
But some guys are into that. It's weird because you know, you could watch a porn, you could see two girls go at it for literally like 5 minutes exchanging fucking semen from mouth to mouth.
I know. How do they do that? Do you think they stop and get more? Do they have a bucket off to the side?
I don't know.
Just wondering.
Who knows?
I know someone who would know.
Oh, ask him or her next time you talk in.
I will.
Or you talk to them.
Okay. I'll do that for sure. So I think, personally, the other woman is always a downgrade.
You think so?
I do, because she's willing to be the other woman to begin with. Now,
so she already understands the situation. She's a homewrecker.
Yeah, I think so. Even, I don't think other people have any business in your relationship, whether it's friends, family, whatever. And so when people start talking behind another person's back, a person who's in the relationship, that's so disrespectful to me. And it took going through a personal situation to realize how disgusting it was. Because, you know, everybody loves good gossip. Everyone has their opinion. Everyone's going to defend their friend, you know, even if they have no idea what's going on. So I think any woman who's willing to get in the middle of a relationship is definitely a downgrade.
Yeah. So you're talking downgrade, like maybe like looks wise? Are you talking downgrade emotionally?
Personality.
I mean, what if she cooks and the girl that the guy's with doesn't cook or, I don't know, some
there's
random
There's plenty
shit.
Of restaurants out there.
No, but you know what I mean? I think there's a couple different variables that could come into play. I mean, I don't know. Who's it? Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was married and he had a kid with the maid, right?
Oh, yeah, because that maid must have been making some damn good dinners. Is that what you're saying?
No, but I mean, totally downgraded. I mean, have you seen her? She's not like a...
Yeah, well, she doesn't look like... Yeah.
But maybe he confided to her about maybe like stuff that was going on in his relationship with his wife. And they had like a different kind of connection.
Do you think she was like a crazy power-tripping bitch?
Who? The wife. Shriver?
Yeah.
I don't know. She may have been. Maybe that's the reason why... He pushed her away.
He just wanted someone soft and unintelligent.
Maybe the maid would just see easier access.
Oh, that's so sad. I mean, if you're like, I'll just take whatever there is. You, maid, let's go. But it's not uncommon for celebrity guys to downgrade in the looks department. How about Jesse James with the tattoo lady?
Yeah, the tattoo on her face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's that about?
Sandra Bullock is she's just like a girl next door type of girl. I don't even know why. Well, I don't know. See, I think a lot of people, they might want the challenge. They might want something exciting, and maybe it's not exciting anymore, so they search elsewhere. And or, they would hope to get away with it. I think a lot of people cheat because they would want to try to get away with it.
That's true. Yeah, I think I do know of some situations where, you know, a guy has a fetish or something crazy that he wants to do, and he just feels like his partner is so closed off. He could never explain it. He's, you know, but it's like, that's why I'm such an advocate for people just being themselves from the beginning. You know, because then you don't have to get into these situations where you're like, so we've been together for 15 years, but I really want to ride you like a pony.
Isn't that crazy? You could be like, you think you know your partner for 15 years, and then like you wake up, or I wake you up and tell you that I want you to poop on my chest. I mean, isn't that like weird? But you would rather know that in the beginning, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why I am who I am. That's why I'm so open from the get-go. Just because I don't want to feel like I'm hiding anything. I don't want someone to come at me 2 years later and be like, you didn't tell me that.
Well, I mean, I think that just goes back to like the communication, you know, and how important it is.
If you're a guy and you want a vibrator shoved up your ass, you should probably just say it from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me harder.
I'm just saying, that's, doesn't that make sense? What? Okay, let me ask
you
this.
Not like physically, but yeah, I could see where you're going with it.
What is something that you would be reluctant to tell someone in a relationship?
What I'd be reluctant to?
Mm-hmm.
At the very beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? I'm pretty open. I think the one thing that I'm reluctant to say is probably I don't brag about like the stuff I have or where I come from. I'm like a better judge of character. I like to see if they're more materialistic, if they're like what they're really out for, if they really care to see like what I actually feel and what I think.
Okay, so you're not going to... No. You're not going to drop the news about the palace right away.
No, palace. What the, the house of statues.
We all know.
The people know. They've never been.
Yeah, you keep it all hidden, huh?
Yeah. You got to cross a moat. And the guards.
In case you guys don't know, Alex secretly lives in a palace somewhere. He won't tell anybody where it is. But he couldn't even add up the number of bedrooms that it had the other day when we were talking. So,
3 on my wing.
3 on your floor. Okay. Well, there you go. Do you think it's okay for men and women to be close friends?
Because
I know you've run into situations like this where you've had a really good friend for a long time and then they get into a relationship and you never hear from them again.
I'm always respectful about that because I have a lot of friends that are girls and I think I'm like that break in case of emergency. So they call me when things go wrong or if stuff like that happens. And the minute I know they're in a relationship, I kind of back up and I respect that other guy that they're in or the relationship they're in.
Okay.
So I don't really dive into it. You know what I mean? But I mean, if I'm always there, I'm a good friend. If they need me, I'm there for them.
What if they had a, what if the girl wasn't being physically fulfilled? Would you step in and be the good friend then too?
I would be the good friend and introduce her to other friends, physically.
You wouldn't take care of it yourself?
No, because I think it's kind of tough. You know, I think people end up being attracted to a person either at the beginning of a relationship or they become friends and they end up liking that person over time. Because they find out how great of a person they are. You know, and I think over time, like you build that, like you could be yourself. You could be, I don't know, you could fart in front of them and not care. You could burp in front of them and not care.
If a guy burps or farts in front of me, I'm going to care.
Well, I mean, well, okay, if it's a guy that you're interested, yeah. But if it's a guy that's like your friend and he's comfortable with you.
I don't want any guys to be that comfortable with me.
Well, I think at some point you are. I mean,
No, keep that stuff to yourself.
So I need to be excused if I have to fart?
Yes.
I'll let you know. Do we have like a code word?
I don't even want to know your code word.
Well, so at least you know. Make if I just get up and walk away.
Oh, I left something in my car. Just, I don't want to know about it. I am a very big believer in keeping bodily functions to yourself.
Okay. So if I openly communicate, hey, I have to fart, may I be excused? That's not going to fly with you.
Make something up.
Okay.
I'll lock the door when you walk out. I don't want to know about it. That it just, that's such a turnoff.
What, farting or the burping?
Both.
I mean, I don't think it's happens all the time. I don't think it's not like I'm going to go out of my way to fart in your face.
What do I say to that?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Fart in his face.
You yeah. No. Absolutely not. No, no guy will see me pooping because girls don't do that anyway.
This girl's in denial.
No guy is going to see me do anything gross like that.
So when you have boyfriends, you don't just like poop with the bathroom door open?
Hell no.
Aw.
No. Aww. You know what? I had an ex-boyfriend who used to beg for that. And it was like, ew.
To watch you poop?
Yes. Listen, it wasn't as bad as poop on him. He just wanted to see it. But it was like, no, you need some mystery. I think ladies need to keep a little bit of the mystery and the suspense in a relationship. That's a good thing.
I think on both sides.
So have you ever farted in front of a boyfriend?
Not while I was awake.
Oh. Oh, man, I accidentally farted in front of my boyfriend like the first week we were dating. So it just kind of ruined everything. Well, it didn't ruin everything. It made things more comfortable faster. It's like, well, I got that out of the way.
No, I agree with her. Just get out of the way. We're human. Stuff happens. It's natural.
Accept your humanness for how beautiful it makes you.
There you go.
I think being human is having the ability to control yourself.
Well, some of us have more control than others. You gotta go. You gotta go.
Don't you ever fart in front of me.
I'm gonna just, next time I have to fart, I'm gonna do it.
That's so gross. Why are we on this topic? Why do you always go to the farting and the pooping? And what's wrong with you? Is that your fetish?
Yeah, actually, it's my friend's fetish, but it sounds like I'm taking credit for it. So, yeah, if anybody wants to poop on someone's chest, I have somebody that can do it. I wonder if I could get a pass from his wife.
Oh, like the open relationship thing. Wait, yeah, I mean, so you want to poop on him?
No.
Who needs the pass for what?
No, because we were talking about relationships and maybe like people aren't fulfilling their needs or their wants in a relationship, right? And people kind of steer to other directions, maybe to cheat, or it would lead them to cheat, right? So if maybe he asked for a pass to have somebody poop on his chest, if that would be okay.
Is she in the room? Is she cool with it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or is she like, would, I don't want to know about it.
I don't know what they would do. But I'm just thinking, like, how would that scenario play?
Okay, so that kind of gets into like swingers, open relationships kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that? Would you be in like a swinging relationship?
No, I'm pretty private. My motto is really sharing is caring, but when I'm with the one I love or I'm with in a relationship, I don't like to share that.
But what if I was like, Alex, you know, we've been together for a while, I'm so into you, but I just really have this desire for Mindy and I'm going to bring her home next Saturday.
Then I would ask to watch.
Game on.
I would ask to watch.
Then all of a sudden it's okay?
Yeah, I mean, would it just happen once or is it like every weekend?
I don't know.
So wait, you two are dating and then I'm this third woman that's just coming to please you because
it's like, say we were like in a...
not have a sexy vagina like I do.
Say we were like out to dinner and you were like our hot waitress, right?
Yeah.
And Melissa goes, hey, hot waitress, what are you doing Saturday night? Do you want to come over for some dessert?
Look at this role playing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Then what would you do? What if I invited the waitress home for some whipped cream?
Is it chocolate whipped cream?
Oh, that stuff's so good.
Yeah.
I'll bring the nuts.
Oh.
As long as they're not salted.
Yeah. So at that point, I mean, the thing is that if you're being honest with me, you tell me that you're attracted to her. I mean, it could be, I mean, I don't think at that point it's really emotional. It'd be just like a sexual thing or whatever the case would be. I mean, I think I'd be okay with that.
Okay, so I like you're to think, I,
yeah, I'd be okay with it.
You're agreeing with me that physical cheating or hooking up outside the relationship is more okay than emotional.
Yeah, it's a different story if like you and I are in bed, like just finishing having sex, and you're texting Minnie, be like, "Hey, are you gonna come over Saturday?" That point, I'm like, "What the fuck? Hold me."
And it's an issue. Okay, people call in.
So I don't get none of the cuddling. Is that what?
We'll cuddle with you. Okay. We'll totally cuddle with you. Yeah, you can be in the middle.
I've been there before. It was Mindy in the middle of a fat people sandwich. And I loved it.
Are we talking about sandwiches again?
Well, like food sandwiches or sexy sandwiches?
I was thinking ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I'm totally down with that.
Let's do it.
Okay. People, call in. Talk to us about ice cream sandwiches. 800-893-9562.
Actually, I would rather know what people think, what encourages people to cheat in relationships. If people will actually have cheated or if they've been cheated on, to kind of call in and encourage that.
I kind of have a theory in a way. Sometimes if there's a relationship, let's say the girlfriend is a jealous girlfriend, but the guy hasn't cheated. Sometimes I feel that might be something that could drive him that way because he's like, well, I'm already getting the shit for it. I might as well be doing it.
Totally. Absolutely.
So I think both people just have to try to put the relationship above themselves. And even though they may get feelings, like before they express those feelings, rationally think, is this me being insecure? Or do I really have a reason to suspect this?
You know what? I got that all the time. I was with somebody who was very, very insecure. And every time I talked or looked at anyone, it was like, oh, what are you doing? Are you hooking up with them? And it just got old after a while. It was like, no, I'm not. But thanks. You know, it just, you can't head off someone's constant insecurity. So I definitely agree that would possibly push someone to cheat, just to be like, I'm just gonna hook up with you because you're not gonna accuse me of anything later.
Yeah, like I've already got, you know, yelled at for it, might as well. Or it's putting the idea in their head.
Yeah, planting
also
the seed. Yeah,
yeah.
I think like a lot of at that point it's like they feel kind of neglected or maybe like underappreciated or ignored, and then I think that a lot of people like just lead off to it. And they'll go.
Because they search elsewhere, yeah. That attention.
I think that's what it comes down to. I think at one point or another, it comes down to attention, whether it's positive or negative. You know what I mean? And if they're not getting the attention that they feel like they deserve or they want, then they'll search elsewhere for it.
Yeah, because I hear so many situations where people are like, I've tried everything. And it's like, well, you've been in a relationship for this long with someone. And now all of a sudden, they're a completely different person. But I'm not saying that it's wrong because it makes sense. I've been in that situation where you just grow apart and you're different people and maybe no one's ready to let go at that moment. But, you know, I think there are some obvious signs that people are being cheated on. Obviously, celebrities, they can't hide their status. You know, there's paparazzi on them all the time. If either party thinks they're going to sneak out and do anything, there's going to be pictures of it the next day. Hang on, I'm going to hold that thought because we have a caller.
Caller.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
What do you have to say?
I was just calling about the cheating thing. I think it all comes down to how confident that person is. Because no matter how much attention you give that person, sometimes, I don't know, it's just not enough and they just want to cheat.
Okay, so you think it's like a trophy thing? Like they think they're gonna see how much they can get away with?
I think it's more of a hunger that can't be satisfied because of their own, whatever's lacking in their life.
Interesting.
So it's always going to happen, no matter what.
So do you think that person would be better suited to be upfront and say they want an open relationship from the beginning, or are they addicted to knowing they're getting away with something?
I don't think they're... It could be those people that are addicted to that, you know, knowing they get away with something. But I really just think it's just a character flaw. And they just need to work on whatever's going on in their life first before anything could really go on with any kind of relationship.
That makes sense.
It seems a lot more complicated than... What was that?
No. It does make a lot of sense, because I think the one thing people always say is, like, work on yourself first before you can, like, either be in a relationship with someone else.
Yeah. I mean, there's aspects of all of that in every relationship. Then, yeah, it just all comes to a person's security, I guess, from my experiences. I don't know about everybody else.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah, like twice.
And how did you handle it? How did you find out?
Well, first time was when I was really young, and it was like emails, text messages, that kind of thing. I didn't break into anybody's email, but I was able to see the email when she opened it up. Like, what is this? Who's this?
She opened it in front of you?
Yeah, well, she opened up her mail, and then his email popped up first. I was like, okay. What is that? So, like, all right.
And it was over right away?
What was that?
It was over right away then?
Yeah, pretty much.
How long were you in that relationship?
That was only like a 3-month relationship.
So still kind of fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point...
It was a little easier.
What's that?
It was a little easier to let go.
Yeah. But at that point, did you still feel like you were kind of interested in her? Were you kind of over it? Were you still... Did you feel like you're still getting to know her, right? Or did you know her for a long time prior?
I knew her probably about 2 years prior to that. But then it didn't seem worth it to me.
Yeah, that's not cool.
If I'm not going to be the guy, then oh well.
Yeah, but if you guys were only together for 2 months, maybe she was just calling it dating.
No, we were considered boyfriend, girlfriend. We had like a title and all that stuff.
Was it around the holidays?
Let me see. It was after Valentine's Day.
That's a holiday.
Yeah.
Right around St. Patrick's Day, that's devastating.
Around St. Patrick's Day, around the drunk holidays.
That sucks. So,
how are you dealing with it now?
Oh, what was that?
No, like, are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Would you ever cheat on someone?
No, I don't think I would. I never had that urge. The opportunity is always there, but then it's like, why? Just break up with her.
See, there are good guys out there, Melissa.
Are you Filipino?
Yeah, I am.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
5'10", perfect. 5'10".
Okay, so subtract 3.
Oh, no, it's not radio height. It's real height.
Yeah. Perfect.
I'd 6'1", then.
Would you mind shaving your head for Melissa?
No, I wouldn't mind.
Okay. We might have something here.
All right, follow her on Facebook. But you're not married or anything, are you?
No, I'm not married. No.
It's perfect.
All right, so you would never cheat. You've been cheated on, so you know the sting of it.
Yeah.
Especially around St. Patrick's Day. That's cold. Thank you so much for calling in, Michael. We really appreciate your call.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
No problem.
Have a good night.
Take care, guys.
You do bring up an interesting point, cheating around the holidays.
Cheating around the holidays?
Yeah.
I think for me, historically, and I see it through all my friends every year, it's right before summertime. They'll be in a relationship for a long time, and right before summertime, people break up, or they find a reason to break up, or they get into fights, and it's like they want to go and have that summer and go, like that summer fling. Mm. Or they want to go out with the girls, or they want to go out with the guys, and they go want to go fuck around. And at that point, it's literally like, gosh, I want to sing that Grease song, Summer Lovin'.
So you think this summer makes people restless?
I really do.
We're because I think here in Southern California, it's almost like summer all year round.
Because I think during the holidays, you want to be cuddled up with like somebody you want to, like a loved one.
Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, like Thanksgiving's coming up and Christmas. And I think at that point, you kind of want to be with like family or lack thereof, that maybe you don't have one, but maybe you'd want to be with someone just to kind of have that, like what Michael was saying earlier when he called, to kind of fulfill that void, or maybe you have some kind of thing that you need to fill.
You know what? That's true, because I'm actually going to be spending the holidays alone this year. All my family's out of state, so
You're not going to go out of state at all?
No, I'm going to go for a jog, I think.
Do you usually go out of state for the holidays?
No, I haven't recently. I would love for them to come here, but sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
It's a perfect time to come to the palace.
I have to make your mom like me first.
I think she will. You're going to bake her something. It'll be okay.
I will. I'll make some authentic Filipino desserts.
Okay.
And yeah, that's where I'll start.
Do you have any other thing you would like to add regarding the cheating thing?
Regarding the cheating thing? I think it sucks to be cheated on. I think it especially sucks to be cheated on when someone acts like it's acceptable because it's under the guise of dating. And then you find out later that they were with all these other people and they tell you that they didn't want to tell you they were with all those other people when you flat out asked about it because they liked you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Would you do that to someone? See, that's why I don't get this whole dating versus being in a relationship versus cheating. Or what constitutes cheating on each level?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go back to like Animal Kingdom style. I think you're really like a lion. He's, you know, king of the jungle, right? And he will literally travel with maybe like 8 female lions. And he'll have his way with each one of them. And they're all okay with it. I mean, I think there's something where women are attracted to like the power and respect as far as that goes. So they see like a strong man or somebody that they won't take shit from anybody and they'll be attracted to it. I don't know if it's like a sense of security. I mean, and even though the girls know or the female lions know that there's maybe like 6 other lions with them, they don't care, but they know that they're still in that kind of group.
I would never be with a guy who's with 7 other lions. Fuck that. No, I won't do it. That's why I asked the last guy I was with. If you're with multiple people, just tell me. I won't have any part of it.
Well, I wonder how much of that is actually really kind of like cultural or like in that aspect. Because like a lot of third world countries, I think a lot of men cheat on their wives or their, you know, in their relationships. And it's kind of accepted. You know, like maybe like in America or like in Europe, some like that stuff happens. You know, they're out of the relationship. They can be independent, move on. Like if you think about like in like Latino culture or like I'm Filipino, like in that culture or like Asian culture, like I think it happens maybe more often, but it's accepted. They would try to keep the family together and go that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, let's see what our caller has to say on that. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Ron.
Ron, how's it going tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. What do you have to tell us?
I was just trying to figure out your guys' take on who handles relationships or relationship problems better, men or women.
Who handles the problems better?
I'm sorry?
Who handles the problems better?
Yes. I mean, it depends on the problems, but I mean overall relationship problems.
Well, I don't know. That's a really good question because I think women maybe will think through it more, possibly even overthink it, whereas my perception is guys are more likely to go do something crazy with their friends and then sweep it under the rug and never think about it again. What do you think?
Me personally, sorry, Ron, I'm going to cut you off. I think me personally, I think I would, like, if there was a problem, I'd listen to your input, see what it is, and I would tell you where you're wrong and fix it. I think that's just me being an alpha male. I'll give you the opportunity to work it out. And if it makes sense, then I would agree. But if it's something that you're completely off, I would just tell you, put you in your place.
What do you think, Ron?
Well, I mean, like you said, you think a woman will think through it better. And maybe that's because you guys are just kind of wired differently. Like men, I mean, I'm sure they think the same importance to both sides. They just, like kind of what Alex says about like the kind of the dominance of the alpha male, like they know that they can, as much as they like or love somebody else, that they can still, there's like another one or like three or four or five or seven or eight will be attracted to them and like that.
Okay, so that's kind of going into who gets over a broken relationship faster.
Yeah, men or women.
I don't know.
Well, I guess it depends. No, I think men probably get over it faster as far as maybe like on a physical or sexual side. Emotionally, well, actually, some men are actually emotionally, they won't get into a relationship for a while because of that. They could be fucked up in the head because of it.
But you think because a woman spends so much time thinking about it already, once the relationship is over, she's ready to move on?
Yeah, I think maybe the way they're portrayed. But I think, shit, if like, well, I can't use you as a comparison. I mean, like, I think it's easier for a woman to have sex as opposed to a guy.
Like,
if you wanted it, I'm sure you could get it, depending where and when. But for me, I mean, I got to put a little work, a little dinner, a little maybe movie, dessert, never to the movies, just straight to my house.
Ron, is it easier for a guy or a girl to hook up?
I think technically it's easier for a male. But like Alex said, I think the availability of it is to women because, like, I forget the comedian that said it, but they said, I forget who it is, it's one of the black comedians, but he said that the dick is free.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
It's free. And, you know, I think it was Jamie Foxx, he said, pussy costs money. He goes, dick is free, it's everywhere. He goes, you want some dick? I give you some dick. Or maybe it might have been Chappelle. But, so I think it's easier for a woman, but like a male will always kind of be available, if that kind of makes sense.
Okay, well, I'm looking for that available guy. It's been a while.
Thanks for calling in, bud.
Thank you so much, Ron.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Thanks for listening.
A dick is free.
That's actually good. It's going to be my next Facebook post. Holla.
All right. So if there's any free dick out there, give us a call. Actually, this would be a good time. If you don't want to call in, you can email us. Our email is oralstim@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Twitter at oralstim, and we'll be happy to read your emails, read your Twitter stuff, give you some advice.
And we covered a lot about cheating and stuff today.
Yeah, and we really didn't figure anything out.
Well, I think we brainstorm a lot, and hopefully we get a little feedback via email or Twitter.
You know, I'm looking for the signs now. I just feel so distrusting. I don't need to be in a relationship. That's the conclusion I've come to. Everything's going to be a sign to me now. Everything's going to be... I hate being like that.
Dude, it sucks for me because I'm horrible at reading signs.
You are.
So I'm fucked.
That's true. So here's our advice, people. Tell your partners what is going on. And get back to us next week. Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.